My guest right now is Mike Seigner. He's with the Lansford Ghostwriters, and they're going to be inducted. Thanks so much for joining us today, Mike.
I appreciate it.
What an honor to be part of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. Special achievement. Did it take you more than once to get in?
No, this is the first time, actually. We were quite surprised. One of the board members, Marv Semra, he and his wife, Barb, we talked to them about a year ago, and he, you know, Barb's dad and brother are both in the Hall of Fame, and they said, did you ever ride a horse? And I said, actually, I did when I was about 5 years old, and they said, tell us about it. So that's how this all got started.
Well, let's talk about how it did get started, the Lansford Ghostwriters.
Well, my Uncle Jack Seigner was in the Marine Corps in World War II. He's a fighter pilot in the South Pacific. And when he came home in, I think it was 1945, and he was farming and ranching with my father, R.T., up in Lansford, North Dakota. And Jack always liked horses, and he said, you know, we have to find something for the young kids to do around here. So he made a call to the high school and elementary school and said, who wants to ride horses and get a club going? And that was the start of it in probably 1952 or 53, and about 30 kids showed up with horses, and Jack took them out on the baseball diamond, and they did Marine Corps drills like he'd learned in the military on horseback.
That's great.
So that was how it all started. My cousin and I were the two youngest ones on the in the Ghost Riders, and I say probably the only reason we were there is because our fathers were promoters of it and leaders of it. I'd say the coaches, just like in basketball, if your dad's a coach, you get to play. So I was only 6 years old, I guess, when I first rode with him. I didn't do any of the drills and things the older kids did, but I was a part of it. And after Marv mentioned it, and he said, you know, you guys should be in the Hall of Fame. That's a good story. So we started working on it. And after about a year and a quarter, we were in, I guess.
We congratulate you on getting in. That's fantastic. Yeah, Mike Seigner with the Lansford Ghostwriters. And how many decades since World War II?
Well, this was 70 years ago this started, and pretty much everybody in Lansford had forgotten about it, I think, because, you know, the Ghostwriters ended in 1956. My uncle and my dad both died in a car accident one night, actually June 7th, 1956. So when they died, it was the end of the Ghostwriters, and people pretty much forgot about it until Mar brought it up and said, you know, that's history in North Dakota, and we have to preserve that. There's about 10 Ghost Riders that are still living. There'll be 7 or 8 of us there at Medora, which is nice. You know, we were featured on the Walt Disney show back in, I don't know, 1955, I think it was, and we went around to the state fairs and Bottineau County Fair and Sherwood and all over the northern part of North Dakota to perform. So it was quite a deal.
Well, Mike, thanks for sharing, and again, congratulations on being inducted into the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Thank you so much.
Here's Mike Seigner with the Lansford Ghostwriters. The special achievement category are going to be honored in the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. That's right, the class of 2023.